Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. It's a pretty crazy night tonight. We got a bunch of guitars in here, and a bunch of great people, too. So I want to just kind of introduce everybody. The first person I'm going to introduce you is the guy that made all of these guitars here. Armin Babulian, welcome. He hails from Armenia, and he's here for the NEMM show this week. But we had him come in and check out these beautiful instruments. You're going to see some amazing instruments and amazing sounding instruments, too. My friend Ron Herbrand's here. Thank you, Kevin Natosian, for bringing him here and introduce me to him. Doug Moore, he's going to be noodling on some of the guitars and basses. I have Kathy Lauer from Sister Skinnerd, which I'm wearing their shirt today. So she's going to be handling the guitar chores. And I don't know who this guy is. Hold on a minute. Get you one there. I don't know who this guy is. No, it's Prescott. Prescott Niles, very good friend of mine and a great bass player and great guitar player, songwriter. You might have heard of him.
Father.
But anyway, he's here to try out all the different basses. And we got a lot of stuff here. So I'm just going to dig in a little bit. First, Armin, I want you to talk a little bit of the history of the company and how you got in. Because these are beautiful instruments. From what I understand from the bio, you're self-taught, if I'm correct. Go ahead closer to the mic and let's hear a little more. Tell us a little more about what, you know, how this company came to be.
The history of my company. The guitar... It's my life. When I was born, I think I was born with guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Starting from 6 years, I start to build from every material, you know, mm-hmm. every. I don't know the materials. For me, it doesn't matter. Only the form, etc. We're listening music, pop music, Beatles, Rolling Stones, etc. I'm very impressed in this music, from this music. The idea to make come from 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
I start to build, to design, etc., etc.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah. So who are your influences in terms of guitar building?
The greatest influencer in me, it's Leo Clarence Fender, you know?
Leo Fender.
Yeah. Yes, I think he's my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Like this. I know there is two big mountains. One is mm-hmm. Leo Fender, second it's Gibson, Orville Gibson.
Gibson, okay.
And the other luthiers too, but for me...
Those are the two main ones.
Yes, top.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
So the... Now, it's interesting you're talking about you would start with anything because some of these woods that you have on these guitars are just outstanding. And you make everything yourself, right, including the pickups?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I make everything. Everything. I start the guitar cutting the lug.
Mm-hmm.
Log.
The log.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And then I start to plan and work with Russ, to only with him. Mm-hmm. No technique, nothing. Mm-hmm. Stone Age.
That's amazing. That's yes. amazing. So the anyway, well, let's talk a little bit about the different models. Now, as I understand it, you named them after your family members. So there's different series of guitars?
Yes.
So give us a little preview of the different types, and then we'll start going into the guitars.
You are right, Jeff. Each of my models is name of my family. My father, mother, brother, granddaughter, etc. You know, it's for me, it's very warm.
Yes.
And when I make guitars, acoustic, or it doesn't matter, electric, with tap, before finishing, we making some good wishes, some good words, you know, interior. And then after that, I glue. And mm-hmm. our good wishes of my mommy, my brother, my granddaughter, resting guitar.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one that he's pointing to, Doug, hold it up towards the camera a little more. That like floral pattern that's there, that's actually, there's a hole, that's hollow in there.
Yes, semi-hollow. Semi-hollow, yes.
And flip it around to the back, you can see the neck goes all the way through the body. So
yes.
you can see from where Doug's holding it, it goes all the way through. This is an amazing bass. This six-string fretless, it sustains like crazy. I was playing it before the show. And the way the cutaway, turn it back to the fretboard, yeah. you can go all the way up. And
yeah,
it's
sure.
six strings. So it has a high C and a low B besides the normal.
Every note, every overtones, everything. The rest is problem of bass player. You mm-hmm. know, I yeah. make every.
Well, let's talk about this one real quick. What's the woods on this? Now, I noticed that the headstock, the nut up there, it's a brass nut, but it's
yes.
angled.
Yes.
That's interesting. I've never yes, seen
sure.
that. Why?
You're asking about headstock.
The nut.
Ah, the nut. It's my technique. I make
it. It's just more for cosmetic.
Yes.
It's not to compensate for the
yes.
the octaves or for the tuning. And then what's the fretboard mean on this?
Fretboard is ebony.
An ebony board.
Yes,
and then
natural.
The top of that.
The top, you know, is Armenian genuine apricot. Fructus
apricot.
Armenius.
Apricot. Wow.
Yes.
The knobs, too, are apricot?
Knobs, too, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Then flip it to the side. What's the wood, or the back, this back?
The back is ash.
Ash.
Swamp ash.
Swamp ash.
And the middle part is throughbody. It's from nine pieces. It's maple, walnut, acacia, walnut.
Okay.
Symmetrically.
Now the ash.
Look much it.
Now the swamp ash and the woods that you're getting, are they from Armenia and from
yes.
the Middle East? They're not from out.
Yes, from Armenia. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And especially, you can see the cut, quarter
yeah.
sawn. Right.
Show them the
sawn.
Side of it if they can see that the way the, you can see like the way the wood grain how it's no just on oh. the side sideways no no right there.
Ah yes yes yes
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, you can see the grain. It's beautiful.
Flat sound.
Now, is there a difference in the sound between the Armenian swamp ash and what we normally get?
You know, yes. It depends from country. In what country that tree
grew.
Yes.
Grew. Yes.
Yes. Pardon. Yes. Because he changed his structure. And the second problem, the cut of wood. The tone of flat sawn and the quarter sawn is different.
Right.
In quarter sawn, the sound pass easier, you know, directly.
Mm-hmm.
And take all over.
Are these all quarter sawn?
Yes, quarter sawn.
Everything, all the different woods
yes,
on there.
Yes, exactly. Look.
Okay. Including the maple neck?
Yes.
The neck, okay.
Yes. I make with quarter sawn.
Okay. Now we'll play that in a minute before because
yeah, yeah.
we got.
I want to play it.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Do you want to play that now or do you want to try this one?
Well, I could try. It's
okay, go ahead. I'll hold this one for you.
I can get to know it for a second. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful sounding instrument. Okay.
It's
No, he's gonna play it right after. I'll just hold it for him.
It's like going on a date for the first time.
Yeah.
Sort of. I can. It's in tune, I presume, right?
Yeah, we went through all
that. I guess I should put these on so I can hear what I'm playing, perhaps.
That would help.
anything on the knobs that I should know or not know?
Master volume, high, yes. Mid, and low. Active electronics. Okay, well, push-pull. Bartolini,
figure it out
active
as we
electronics.
Go, I guess. Hello. I like inventions. Hope it's in tune. It's not me. Wow. It's like a geometric puzzle. And the action's really low, too.
Yeah, but it just hold on a note in vibrato. It just sustains for crazy. It's just...
To get used to this, though, that's the whole thing. It's like a puzzle, but it's quite amazing. There we go.
There you go. You see how it sustains? Just play like a single note riff.
That's better. Get the hang
There's
of
not,
it.
We're lazy. We're used to having fret markers on our fretlesses, so we know where to go. It's a little tricky when you don't see it.
Well, it's also the angle. It's looking at all the strings, but it plays beautifully. And the width is also pretty amazing, too.
Thank you.
I'll come back to this if you don't mind. But it feels great. I also like a higher action. So it's a little bit...
Well, he plays harder.
It's like spaghetti to me. Yeah. Let me say
I understand. You know, to make low with low action, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's
After
touch.
That, you can make very high, you know.
It's touch. Anyway.
Yes.
But no, but
yes,
that thing, when you play lightweight with fingers, it's just real. It's a good melodic instrument.
Yes.
If I was doing a session where I was playing a line, it's really... There we go. Now this, before he starts playing this, let's talk a little bit about this one.
Yes. It's Armenian ash.
Okay.
Bookmatched body, chosen for your beauty, the material. Very old, 30 years old. But I make with very old materials. I have at home my garage when I install my woods, my materials. 30 years, 40 years, etc., etc. It's almost 30 years old. Ash, neck is maple, very old too. The fretboard is porphyro. My original bridge, everything. I like very much wood.
Yeah, the bridge has...
Minimum metal.
Brass parts with...
Yes, minimum metal.
But
what's
the name of that wood for the fretboard?
Porphyro morado.
Porphyro morado?
Yes.
I'm just going to say it. I've never heard of that.
What are the properties of that wood?
I buy it from America, you know.
Go figure. But is it more like a mahogany or more like maple in terms of the hardness of it?
Like, with its hardness, like rosewood.
Oh, rosewood. Okay.
It's some kind. They say it's some kind of rosewood. You know, it's very hard. It's.
Okay. So it's part of the rosewood.
For example, Sadowski used this material.
Yeah.
And this is also
many of the luthiers.
Yeah. And that's all quarter-sawn that
yes, yes. Sure.
It's a bolt-on, right?
Yeah. Yes, bolt-on.
Yeah. Okay.
There's
yeah.
six of them.
Yes.
There's six of them
with
on there.
Six bolts. Tuning machine is hip short.
Right. The bolts optional? Are the bolts optional?
Not my pickups. Vertical humbuckers. Passive, you know, Jeff. Just passive.
Yeah, but those are humbuckers. Those are stacked, right?
Yes, stacked, but no active electronics.
Yeah.
It's his natural sound.
And interesting, I'm just going to point out something, is that we have fluorescent lights in here. This is not the best place to play a guitar, especially electric guitar. And we noticed even on the guitar when Kathy was playing and warming up, it's quiet. They're quiet. They're very quiet.
It's really quiet.
How do you like those? How do you like those pickups?
Good.
Now we've had Prescott on before, and he uses a combination of fingers and a finger pick, so that's where he's getting that growl. And he plays hard, so his actions are normally higher than what a lot of people play.
A lot of times I'll do a lot of palm muting. Oh, I like the ability. I used to use a pick.
Yes.
But it's difficult. But this, because I can angle it, I can hit get more harmonics too. Like this is flat. I can still get the impact. So this is my own my own idea. And a lot of bass players go, "What are you doing?" And I go, "I'm thumb picking." They go, "I never thought of that." Well, if you play a lot of eighth notes too. And some of the bands I work with, Knack, Missing Persons, I'm doing so many eighth notes that this is so much easier to palm mute and just hold without having to hold a pick. And it's a better sound. So
I'm amazed that you can do that and you don't lose the pick, because I used to lose them when I played guitar.
It's your innovation, yes?
When I hit it, it would turn, you know what I mean?
Well, if it goes, you know, it stays on until I flick it when I break them.
Good
but
idea.
It's quite interesting.
Yes, good
this
idea.
Is wonderful. Again, can I raise the action? No, I'm kidding.
No, and understandably, just to let everybody know, too, he plays hard. He's aggressive. I mean, he's popping those strings. I'm watching the meters and going, whoa.
That's how I was bringing a limiter with me, too, so I can kind of put him in line.
It
depends on the music you're playing.
But for me, playing a lighter, warming up and playing with it, it's pretty fast. I mean, you can do a lot of stuff. I tend to play, I have a lighter time.
You know, that fancy crap.
But it's a good neck.
Yeah, off the jazz bows out there.
So, but that's pretty cool.
I love it. It feels great.
It's
not too fat in neck either. Some of the five strings are pretty.
It's asymmetrical
hefty.
Neck, you know?
Yeah, no, I like it because it's.
Asymmetrical,
shape.
Yes.
Oh, it's asymmetrical.
Yep.
Asymmetrical.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So which side is this side heavier than, and this is more contoured?
Yes.
So this is more contoured up here.
This part is thinner than.
Yeah, so it's a little thicker on around the bottom.
Yes.
No, it's great. I like it very much.
It's very ergonomical for him.
Yeah. A lot of guys like the. And I've seen it on guitars too, and it's more comfortable. They don't fatigue as much. Because the shape of a neck. A friend of mine brought me a guitar, and it just had a little bit too much on there, and it hurt to play. It's amazing.
It's a very critical point, you know, when you build guitar. Because my problem is don't lose energy. The musicians, when he play, he must think only about his music.
Right.
And not comfort. The guitar must be comfortable. It's my idea. It's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, no, you can fatigue. I mean, your hands will hurt. With that other guitar that had that little bit, and my friend ended up shaving it a little bit, and then it played perfectly. But it was like it actually hurt. I've never, like, after, you know, 20 minutes playing a guitar, start hurting, my hands hurting and cramping. It was because of the shape of the neck. So it's very, very, very critical.
Jeff, you know, when I build guitar, I know each size is etc. Naturally in millimeters, but finally, everything I choose, I finish with my hand.
Yeah, it's hand. Yeah, so you
with
you,
my touch. You,
you
know?
Use computer to make the rough thing, and then you smooth it out and finish it by hand.
The important is my final touch,
right?
Like bass player or guitar player.
So each guitar will be unique in that sense. Now, I notice here, show him the back of the guitar for a minute. I got a question here. See how this neck?
It's glued.
It's glued?
Yes.
Now, why did you do that?
For make angle.
To make the angle of the neck. Okay.
Yes.
Of the keys. So you glued. Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
That's very interesting. Because it doesn't hurt the sound.
For don't put the string retainer, you know? That's why I make a little angle.
Right, that's right. You don't have the flip it around just a little bit like this. Yeah, he doesn't have any of the, like the Fenders have.
Yes.
Fenders is actually straight.
Yes, straight.
So the angle, so you had to make it two pieces, but it doesn't affect the sustain.
No. The important, it's work very accurately, you know? Don't change the cuts, don't change...
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Is that hard to match the grain where it... You know, these are both quarter sawn, right?
Yes.
So what, is it hard to match that so that the vibration is true, or does it... It doesn't matter when you glue it.
I think it's normal, Jeff. In my practice, I think it's normal.
It's not a big deal.
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Maybe some who has a fantastic ear. I don't know. I'm not absolutely.
Well, I'm not hearing any lack of sustain from that guitar.
Well, that's why it's unique, and I like the fact you add your own personality and precision.
Yes.
To the bass. No, yeah. That's impressive, actually.
Now, behind you is another five string. Let's pull that one out.
Sure.
Here, let me mute you so you can unplug.
Yeah, is this it? Let's see. This is a hefty one. Yeah. You want to just tell it until I change it?
I built this guitar almost 20 years ago, you know?
20 years ago? Okay.
This bass for my friend. You kind of read in headstock, you know?
Okay, I'll check it out.
While he's changing basses, what's the name of that other one that he just played?
Bulbul. Bulbul, it's my long name.
Okay, Bulbul.
Bulbul. It says Nightingale.
Okay, and then what's this one?
It's Arrow. It's Pete. The name of my father.
It's Pete.
Pete.
And then what's this one?
It's... RS, Rubens Rapionian. It's built especially for my friend 20 years ago. He lives in America. He plays each time in this bass. And so today his birthday, you know?
Oh, happy birthday.
The birthday of Ruben and birthday of this guitar.
It's the birthday bass.
There we go. So again, the knob.
Passive, volume low, volume low.
I like the that design too.
It's 29 frets, you know.
29.
29, yes. High C. The last 29 frets is high C.
So if you ever use this in a session, Prescott, you have to use it live because you're not going to get those frets.
It's pretty interesting.
You know why 29 with C? It's for 6-string player too, because the first string is C in 6-string.
Right.
We have this note in 5-string.
So you get the range of a 6-string bass on a 5-string.
Yes. Low B and high C.
Feels cool.
Now, Prescott, hold the bass up for a minute. Let's talk about this one in terms of the woods.
It's got chamber. Right?
Notice that it's really it's cut.
It's semi-hollow body. The body, the back is hard mahogany. The top, French walnut. French walnut, 200 years old.
200 years old.
It was old furniture of my friend's grandma.
Now, is this mahogany from Armenia?
No.
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 What woods are in Armenia?
Some kind of maple. I like unusually fruity woods, you know, because the fruity woods are very... warm, very natural overtones. I make with pear tree, with apricot, any kind of fruity materials, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mulberry. You know what's this mulberry?
Mulberry.
Yes. Ash, in Armenia there are platan, you know, Acer platanicum, pseudo platan.
Mm-hmm.
Platan, it's maple. So some kind of woods. But Armenia is not rich. I'm talking about
a glossy back too.
Yeah, well, this is a glossy finish on the back. This actually is glossier than some of the others. But what's the? It's maple and what in the
maple and the walnut.
Walnut.
Yes.
And then turn it around to the front for a minute.
Sure.
He's got the French walnut in the front, and then what's the fretboard on this one?
Walnut. Walnut too. The fretboard is walnut too.
Sure. Yes. Cameras there. And then this is the one. This, like the other guitar, is. It's hollow in here. So this beautiful artwork, these hole, the where the holes are, the F holes, are these beautiful, like.
It's Armenian ornaments, you know.
That's good.
And then he has a brass bridge, a regular bone nut. I guess that's bone. Is that bone?
Yes,
that's
bone. Natural bone.
Yeah. Now tell me a little bit about these pickups.
It's my pickups.
Okay, but I mean, what are they? Are they humbuckers? Are they?
Yes, humbuckers. Alnico 5 genuine magnets.
Right, so you like putting them, some spacings, put them together. Sometimes, you know.
Are they stacked?
No.
It's just they're close to each other.
Regular humbucker. Two coils.
There's two coils in each of those.
North, south, yes.
If I'm not mistaken, you have two truss rods.
Yes, that's two truss rods and carbon fiber reinforcement.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can adjust both sides. That's great. That's a great idea.
Of course, with two thrusters, you cannot do everything.
You can't balance it, no.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
So go ahead and play a little bit more.
I wish I could play with somebody.
Well, we'll let you jam in a minute. We got the guitars.
That's when I'm really old.
Well, there you go. Play your famous little riff.
That's cool. I get on my easy chair. Boom. Next week we'll continue. No, this is great. Again, it's different neck. It's smaller in a way. It's more compact, the bass.
Yes.
And each model would be different. And I can't really tell with the... You know, until I get with a loud amp, it really sounds like. This is very...
Yeah, now we're playing direct to the board.
We're just
DI,
so I really can't feel it as we're playing it. So.
But the this is a narrower, like his Guild.
I like this.
He likes the narrower.
And I like the two-tone thing.
Yeah.
Can I take this home?
Okay, well, let's get to the guitars now. So now, let's talk a little bit about this one that Kathy has. What's the name of this? What's the model of this?
I think it's unknown yet. But anyway, it's Armin.
Yeah, it says Armin on the top.
Yes.
And now these...
I would think...
Okay,
but,
and you made these pickups too?
No. It's J90.
J90, okay.
Yes, vertical humbuckers, same as Duncan.
Oh, they're humbuckers too?
Yes.
Okay,
vertical,
so it's
vertical humbuckers, yes. But the sound, a little like a single, you know? It's very good sound, I think.
You can bring up your thing just a little bit, the master, and let them hear it. There you go. We were fooling around with this guitar earlier before the show, and it's just got a lot of tone. For humbuckers, those are bright. They have a lot of overtones. We were squealing all the time. Now, this one's walnut back and sides, right? Two-piece?
Yes, everything.
Is that chambered
walnut,
or is that hot solid?
Yes.
It's chambered. Okay.
From backside. Chambered from backside,
and then,
yes.
Okay, so you have the two stack humbuckers that are like a P90. Uh-huh. And then what's the fretboard?
Rosewood, East Indian rosewood.
East
Indian. Darker.
Okay, and then flip it so they can see the back of it.
Mm-hmm. It's Armenian walnut.
Armenian walnut. And now back. We notice that the neck goes all... Does it go just down to
there? Yes.
Or does it go all the way to the bridge?
Yes, it's glued. But look, the excess of neck.
This is why.
It's very comfortable when...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, really, oh, yeah. Kathy.
For this thickness...
Yes.
Of a guitar here, I have no problem with my little hands getting right up here at the 22nd fret.
Yeah.
With your magic hands, I think.
Right up at the 22nd.
That's,
I mean, I don't have to do the Les Paul.
Yeah.
For thumb, it's comfortable. Right? For thumb finger.
Because I have a Les Paul Special, a 76. I like this better. This is way better because you can access that.
Yeah,
that
his cutaways are more ergonomic.
I
have a question here. So you see the neck, it goes all the way through to the middle.
Yes.
Is that another piece glued down there, or is that actually one whole piece?
Is this the neck right here, I guess is what he's asking.
These are two halves of the body.
Too much
pieces.
Walnut, the back.
Yeah, but is the neck solid? Show him where it...
Yes.
It only goes to there? Why didn't it go all the way to the bridge? I'm wondering why you did that.
It's new design, you know.
Oh, okay. No. I'm just
new idea, etc. I decided to make
because
it
I've
like
seen
this.
It like on the bases, like on that base too. It's all the way across. So usually they say you get more sustain when you have it one piece. But I just noticed that was two pieces. I mean, not that it doesn't sustain; it's sustaining plenty on there. But I thought that was interesting.
I think the sustain. Your opinion, Kathy.
Oh, I. You know what? Can we name this guitar after me? We call it Lauer Power?
Lauer Power.
Because I really like this guitar. And it looks like this is a top that's... Because it's slightly chambered in here.
With a maple strip, you know?
Oh, that little thin layer.
From side.
I see a little bit of maple on here.
But show them the side so you can see how the neck is. Lift your hand up a little farther. So they can see where the cutaway is. If you look at the cutaway, you can see pretty much the heel is gone. There's very little heel in there. It's very, which is...
Makes
I could
little
double
hands
plate guard in the back.
Come around.
He's got double...
Kathy, each time I think about comfort of guitarists. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
For the first, I think like guitar play, and then like luthier.
Yeah.
It's different, you know?
Plates. Yeah, there's two plates.
The
what were you saying?
That's what I was saying. There's two
chambers.
Plates on the back.
Chambers.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. That's
chambers, I said with chambers, but from backside.
Yeah.
It is really comfortable.
And all of these guitars.
I immediately took this guitar.
Thank you, kid.
with all of the guitars, you'll notice that
I really don't
want to
give it back. I really like this. And the neck here, is it tapered here too? It's narrow here and comes...
Maybe I will make you, kid.
Is that asymmetrical?
What?
Is that neck asymmetrical?
Yes, sure. It's my principle. You know?
Okay. Well, now that you said that you didn't want to get rid of that, we're going to take that guitar away from you because you got to try the other one.
Okay. The neck is amazing on this. For this
hander
and
that one.
And the toe.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you.
Because when it comes right down to it, not only does it play good, but it sounds amazing.
Would you like to shift gears here?
Okay, so she's going to... So now, while she's grabbing this guitar, tell us a little bit about... And this is chambered. You can see it's semi-hollow because you can see the little floral pattern that's the F-holes. So what's this? This is maple, flame maple on the
top?
Yes,
flame maple. Yes.
And then what's the middle part of it?
Middle part?
The dark wood.
The center.
Dark wood. It's mahogany.
Mahogany. And then what's the back's maple too?
Alder.
Like
Alder.
And you got a
back.
You got a brass bridge too, right?
Yes.
A bridge and nut.
Brass nut.
Yeah. It's my original pickups. I make these pickups for solo. With my original bridge, everything in wood.
It does sound more single coil to me. I mean, actually, those other pickups sound more humbuckery. Why don't you go through the different pickups and show us all of it? So here's the treble, right? Oh, maybe not. No, no. Is that off? The middle pickup, middle toggle?
Do we have this all the way in, or?
That might be why it's not. It's sounding more single coil. You're not hearing all the pickup.
It's maybe the toggle switch.
Yeah,
I will change it. Okay, you will excuse me.
Now that's asymmetrical, right? That's
asymmetrical. Yes, yes, sure, sure. Okay. But it's super long scale, you know.
It is
6 harit, bah, 7 harit, 5 millimeters. Mm-hmm. It's something like tenor.
Flip it around so they can see the back of it. So this is alder, light alder, and then you can see the neck goes all the way through.
Yes, maybe.
And then the holes on the bottom, so it goes through the bot, so it's really sustainy.
Mm-hmm.
That is really beautiful, and that's the fretboard's rosewood.
Wingy, African wingy. Yes, it's very hard, very good material for fretboard.
Is it more like a ebony feel, like hard like ebony?
The grain looks really tight, like ebony.
Approximately.
I mean, would it be more like sounding like an ebony board or as opposed to rosewood? That's what I'm asking.
You know, each material has its overtones. Mm-hmm. I think every material, rosewood, ebony, wingy, it's very nice. Porphyro, etc. It's very nice materials, you know?
Right. And then show him a little bit, go to the side, point the guitar sideways, the other way, so they can see the neck. You can see how there's no heel. Mm-hmm. Flip it. No, the camera's there. So, yeah, it's there you see. So you can see how there is no heel, and it gives her access all the way down. With this longer scale, mm-hmm. you can get to upper frets. So all of his guitars are really accessible up there. So you can see even her hands.
Little hands.
She can get there. It's really...
Is it wider across to here, too? It feels wider.
It's wider than the other guitar, right?
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
Maybe a little. 2 millimeters, not more. Because the scale is longer.
Yeah. Well, the long scale will definitely affect the sound of it, too.
Yes.
So that's
nice
an interesting...
Nice big frets. If you were tapping, you'd have no problem doing it.
Yeah, if you have big fingers like me... That's easy to play. That's really easy. Okay. Now, she can go ahead and grab that other guitar. Go back to the other one.
This one?
Yeah, because she'll want to. We'll let you play in a minute. We'll let you play. I know I've been holding out on you. What I need you to do, Prescott, if you can, is hand me that classical.
Yeah, sure.
Hand him, Armin, the other. Now, this is. What we're handing Armin right now is a 7-string. I'm not a 7-string player, so...
Hey, Doug, give me some. I don't want to take a chance. I don't want to give Armin heart condition.
Okay. I can help you.
I could probably do it, but... Oh, see?
There's a look. It's the wall.
You could sue me.
There we go.
Okay. That's a beautiful guitar.
Wait till you hear it. Okay, so before we do this one, let's talk a little bit about this. Now, this is a 7-string guitar.
Yes, sure.
Come over, hold it, give it to Doug, and let Doug hold it so that they can see it on camera. Okay, so explain to us, that's flame maple, right?
Yes, flame maple.
And then the darker wood, what's that?
Mahogany.
Mahogany, and then the back is white alder?
Yes.
White alder.
Yes.
And then the next maple with mahogany?
Yes.
Maple hold mahogany. Right. I'm getting good at this. I'm getting really good at this. And it's fully solid all the way down, right? So it's a neck. The mm-hmm. neck goes all the way to the bottom.
Yes.
And then the fretboard is what?
Rosewood, East Indian.
Okay, East Indian rosewood. Yes. Flip it back to the front. So that's East Indian rosewood, and it's got the Floyd Rhodes type of locking system for 7 strings.
Mm-hmm.
And then these pickups, are these yours?
No, Seymour Duncan.
Seymour Duncan's, okay.
Yes.
So now, is this a model for somebody else, or is this a custom model, or is this?
It's custom model for my friend Oak.
Oh, okay.
He lives in L.A. He ordered in I build in Yerevan.
Okay.
Look, his initial.
H-A.
H-A. Hovakala Virta.
Okay, so this is his signature model.
Yes, this bass too, Ruben Sarapionian.
Oh, okay.
This bass too, yes.
Oh, okay.
So I like to make signature models, you know. It's very interesting for me.
Well, that's a beautiful guitar. I
thank you.
That looks. I fooled around with it a little bit, not enough to play it. I'd be embarrassed to play it, but it plays really nice. The neck is nice, considering for it's wider from the seventh string.
Yes.
It plays really well. So now, let's talk about this guitar.
With pleasure.
Okay, so cedar?
No, it's a spruce, but very, very old. Almost 80 years ago, I found this piece of wood.
Wow.
Yes.
And then what's the back? Size
and
back?
Size and back, it's walnut.
Walnut.
Walnut, yes.
Okay.
The neck, mahogany.
Look at this beautiful figure book matched. It really kind of, when you see it in the light, it's hard to see it on the camera. When you see it in the light, it kind of glows. The
finish it's old material too, but maybe 30 years.
Okay, this walnut's from Armenia?
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay, so this is... Because I want to point out some of the stuff that's native to it, because it will make the sound unique. Now, this neck, explain to me what's going on here. It's
mahogany.
Mahogany on these sides, then maple.
Two and sides, maple, walnut.
Walnut
maple.
In the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
And with glued headstock, you know?
And then what's the fretboard?
East Indian rosewood.
Okay.
I usually, because there is a difference at the East Indian, West Indian.
It sustains really nice. Mellow sound. It's not real. It's not a flamenco type of sound where it's real bright.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any nails to Rosciato for you, but it's a nice mellow, almost like a
walnut sound.
Huh?
Walnut sound.
It's also got a pickup in it, right?
Yeah, now what's this pickup? Did you make this?
Piezo pickup.
Yeah, that's
piezo.
Acoustic matrix. Just volume, tone. Fishman, original.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't like some equalizer, etc., because it disturbs the sound. It's his natural sound.
It's just a natural, and it's passive.
Yes.
It's passive.
There's yes, no you can plug it and...
So what is this, just volume and a tone?
Control? Volume and tone, just passive, volume and passive. Tone. Yes, yes.
So it's just passive.
That's it.
Now, what type of bracing are you using on this?
Bracing...
proprietary? Is it secret? Okay, that's okay.
You will excuse me, Jack.
No, that's fine. And this is a rosewood bridge.
Sure.
And a bone nut.
Yes.
And a bone. Sure. This is bone and
bone saddle, bone nut. Everything is natural, you know?
It's really nice. It actually is a really... As far as recording, now I'm not in the best place. It's hard to show this because this is more, but this mic is not like, I would use a different mic for guitar, but it's a nice sound.
It's for fusion musicians, you know? You kind of play flamenco, classic, jazz.
Well, I noticed the neck is more of like a traditional classic. It's kind of squared off and curved, but it's pleasant to play. It's not like like the older Ramirez's were more squared off and they're a little thicker. As an electric guitar player, I usually like a little bit of a hybrid. But the neck is really nice, and the action is pretty balanced.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
But it has nice... Now, I'm not in proper position, and I'm kind of propping the guitar up as I play, but you can hear it sustains pretty good. Pretty balanced sound. It's not too bottom heavy like some of the guitars I've played, and it just has a really nice sound. And then again, it's pretty accessible. You know, you've got a big body here, so you're going to have a heel, but it's pretty minimal. It's really not that much. He's got it sanded down, so it's not that big. It doesn't really, you know, you can get to here. This is a little bit of a stretch, but it always, most guitars, you can't get there anyway on my classical, which isn't a cutaway. It's really hard to play up here. But this guy is pretty good. So it's pretty balanced all the way around. I noticed that. So this is a beautiful, beautiful guitar.
Thank you, Jay.
So,
thank you.
Oh, we're almost out of time. So I guess I'm going to keep this in hand because we're going to kind of jam to take us out. The site is armin-guitars.com. And that's where you can take a look at these different instruments. And any other information that you want to let them know, how to get a hold of you, is there anything else besides that?
Okay.
Just go on the website. Is there a way to contact you via that, or is there a phone number, or is there anything else that you want to?
It's all on the website.
The website?
The website. So just from the website.
Yes.
So anyway... check out the website and check out these guitars. You'll see some other models that he has and different ones that he's made for different people. And they're just beautiful instruments. The wood is amazing. So anyway, let me also say to ask Prescott, what's going on with you? What's happening? Where are you playing so people can see you play?
Well, I just played Troubadour on Saturday night with Missing Persons. It's who I've been playing with lately. And my son, who's in his own band with his brother and sister, played drums. So now he's the new Missing Persons drummer. And Terry Bozzio was one of his, people to look up to, heroes, as was Bruce Gary, who's a drummer for the Knack. So we've always played together, and, you know, he can do it. He has the knack to do Missing Persons, I guess, is when. And so he adds a youthful thing to the band, too. So we did a sellout show the other night, and we should be in town next month, maybe. I'll let you guys know where we're going to play, right?
Okay.
And then Doug's seen me play before.
Yeah.
But we're doing a youth movement now. So, but I've been playing with my son Gabe since he's two. So we've been quite a rhythm section for quite a while, I guess we can say now. So anyway, thank you. And there'll be other things to report. I'll be back.
Yeah. Well, he's a regular.
Thank you.
Kathy, tell us what's going on with Sister Skinner.
Sister Skinner, we're playing locally next month, February 15th at St. Rock's. We're opening for the Petty Breakers. Should be a great show. Should sell out. Tickets are on sale right now, so get them while you can.
And where do they go for tickets?
I think you can go directly to St. Rock's.
And where is that? So the people.
I guess it would be www.strocks.com.
No, but where's it?
Oh, St. Rock
Manhattan,
is in
Redondo
Beach. Hermosa
Beach.
Hermosa
PCH.
Beach.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we go on at 8:30.
Okay.
We haven't played at home for a long, long time, so come on out and see us.
Yeah, you'll see the band. They just came back from Europe a little while, about a month and a half ago, 2 months.
That's true.
Sister Skinner, where do they go to find out more about Sister Skinner?
You can go to our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Sister Skinner, and that's spelled SYSTYRSKINNERD. Sorry about the spelling, folks, but it is what it is. And or you can go to www.sisterskinner, and that's spelled SYSTYRSKIN-NERD. Again, sorry about the spelling.com. And check us out.
Yeah, you can get these cool shirts, too, so it's
yes,
really
you
good.
Can.
So, and thank you, Doug, again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Kevin, thank you for putting this together for us. Ron, it's always good to see you. Official holder of the 7-string guitar. He's in the corner. You can't see him. Armin, it's a pleasure.
For me.
We're out of time, but we'll just have to have you come back. We have to see some more of these guitars. They're great. So anyway, we're going to jam out, and what do you want to do?
Whatever you want.
Want to do like a shuffle?
Yeah, what key
you want? G?
Yeah.
G?
Everybody.